Saturday sun came early one morning in a sky so clear and blue. But Saturday sun came without warning. No one knew what to do. Saturday sun brought people and faces that didn't seem much in their day. When I remember those people and places, they were really too good in their way, in their way, in their way. But Saturday about stories with reason and rhyme circling through your brain. But think about people in their season. Turning again and again and again and again. But Saturday sun has turned to Sunday. Saturday sun and wept for a day gone by.
Hey, this is Annika and
Isaac.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That last song was Saturday Sun by Nick Drake, which I would say was a joint selection.
Definitely.
Yeah. So tonight I'm subbing for Constantine for their show Ambient Hour. I hope we're able to honor the wishes that it's atmospheric. I don't know. I think Nick Drake's atmospheric enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We did it. I don't know if it's as ambient as it usually is. I haven't tuned in, to be honest. But thank you, Constantine. I'm usually... Actually, I haven't had a show this semester, but whatever. Anyways, I'm usually Confessions of a Freak with Eliza, but Isaac is here. A great sub as well.
Yeah.
Yay, Isaac. So, do you want to talk a little bit about what we're going to play tonight, or do you have any comments?
Yeah. I think this next song we're going to play is because a lot of people are graduating, and it has a bunch of life advice in it.
Oh.
But it's kind of silly, and I thought that was going to be fun.
I think that's a good balance. You can't always be so serious.
Yeah.
So without further ado, we're going to be listening to Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen by Renegade Soul. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they're faded. But trust me, in 20 years you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future. Or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing gum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never cross the worried mind. The kind that blindside you at 4 p.m. on Sad Idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. And don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember the compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much. Or berate yourself either. Your choices or half chances, so are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it, or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but your living room. The directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines, they will only make you feel ugly. Get to know your parents. You never know when they're gonna be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're the best link of your past to the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people who knew you when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in North California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise, politicians will philander, you too will get old. And then you'll do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund. Maybe you have a wealthy spouse. But you'll never know when either one will run out. Don't mess too much with your hair. Or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful with whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing with it is a way of fishing out the past from the disposal. Wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me, I'm the sunscreen.
All right. Wow, I feel like I sound really congested. That was Paris, Texas by Rye Cooter, and before that we were listening to Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen by Renegade Soul. Anything you'd like to say, Isaac? These were both Isaac's picks, so floor is yours.
Paris, Texas is just a song I've listened to a lot over the past 3 years, late at night, as kind of you're walking around and on being on the street.
That's a great place to walk around. Yeah, I feel like there should be a tumbleweed in front of when I hear that song. And we were just saying off air, neither of us have seen the movie Paris, Texas. So who's to say if this appears in it? But I'd like to think so.
It's also like Paris and Texas, which aren't places that I think of as like the same place in some ways. Like they're very far from each other.
I think it's like Paris in Texas.
Yeah, I know. But mind, that's what it does. Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, I feel like in New York there are a couple towns like that. Like there's Cairo, New York.
Yeah.
Rome, Troy.
Yeah.
There might be a Paris, New York. I wouldn't be surprised.
There's a Paris, Illinois.
Let's go. Let's let's take a road trip where we go from Paris, New York, which may or may not exist, to Paris, Illinois, then to Paris, Texas.
Yes.
Okay. That's our summer plans. Call in if you want to join. Anything to say about the song before that, or should we go into the next one?
Let's go to the next one.
All right. So, just as a heads up, you're going to be hearing some poetry after this next song. So, get in a poet's spirit as much as you can. This one is Ride Into the Sun by the Velvet Underground.
Thank you.
All right, that was Ride Into the Sun by the Velvet Underground. And now we have a poem, as promised. This is a man, this is written by a man I adore very much. His name is Wendell Berry. I may or may not have recited one of his poems before on air. I don't think I have, but it seems like something I would do.
Definitely.
Well, I'm doing it now, so the point is made. This poem is called The Wild Rose. Sometimes hidden from me, in daily custom and in trust, so that I live by you unaware, as by the beating of my heart. Suddenly you flare in my sight, a wild rose blooming at the edge of thicket, grace, and light, where yesterday was only shade. And once more I am blessed, choosing again what I chose before. That was The Wild Rose by Wendell Berry. I hope you enjoyed. He can write. He just writes and writes and writes. I love him so much. And he's still alive.
I know. It's crazy.
Which is weird to me. Yeah. I don't know. Not that I'm wishing harm upon him, but he's old.
He is old.
He's really old. And he's...
But he's still going at it.
Yeah. He's, for those who don't know, he's a farmer from Kentucky. And he has been, like, consistently farming and writing throughout his lifetime. He used to teach, I want to say, English for a certain period of time in New York City. And then he was like, I can't do this anymore. And he moved back to the Kentucky farm where he was raised. And he took it over from his family. And he's still doing that today. He's, like, very reclusive, just kind of keeps to himself, writes, farms. But people adore him. And he's like, that's cool. Good for you.
Yeah.
If you want to know a little bit more about him, you can listen to the Nick Offerman interview on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, which Isaac and I have both listened to.
It's very good.
It's very good. Nick Offerman is like friends with him, which is my dream.
Yeah. And my dream is to be friends with Nick Offerman.
Yes. Yeah, so by proxy, yeah. You're friends with Wendell Berry. And I'm friends with you.
Exactly.
So it's exactly. Like, it's just like I was
so
friends
with
him.
So we're just all going on vacation together now, basically.
Oh, yeah. They should be invited on our road trip.
Yeah, right?
That's what I think. Mm-hmm.
Go to Paris, Texas with Nick Offerman and Wendell Berry.
Sounds like a dream. Did you have any thoughts about the poem, Isaac? Or would you like to move on to the PSA?
I mean, yeah, the poem was kind of enchanting. It just like drew me in.
I'm glad to hear it.
I feel like I need to hear it like 5 more times, but it
no. I think it helps that I'm a little sick. I feel more sage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to read a PSA as well for our listeners?
Sure. Yeah. I'm going to read a PSA called Numbers to Think About: Worldwide Wealth Distribution.
Worldwide wealth.
Worldwide wealth distribution. So this PSA says, the world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined.
Oh no.
I know. That's crazy.
This is terrible news.
According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity.
Wow.
Wow. That is definitely
a
number to think
in.
About. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel great about things.
Now, as we play ambient music, you can let that sink in.
Yeah, actually, we don't have ambient music for the next one. We're kind of on our 60s kick still.
Okay,
cool. Would you like to introduce the next song?
Oh, the next song is Embryonic Journey by Jefferson Airplane.
Anything you want to say about it, or should we let it play out?
Let's let it play out.
All right. You heard it here first. Embryonic Journey by Jefferson Airplane.
Thank you. time's no matter. I'm on fire on the playground.
Was Playground Love by Air and Gordon Trax, and before that we were listening to Embryonic Journey by Jefferson Airplane, and now Isaac has a poem for us.
Yeah, I have a little poem that I'm gonna read. It's also by the same author that Annika read.
Excellent selection.
Wendell Berry. I'm gonna go right into it. It's called How to Be a Poet, which I think was a poem that he wrote for to remind himself of how to be a poet when he forgot.
It's nice to know that somebody you look up to so much even forgets of, like, their own talent.
Exactly. Exactly. Make a place to sit down. Sit down. Be quiet. You must depend upon affection, reading, knowledge, skill, more of each than you have. Inspiration, work, growing older, patience. For patience joins time to eternity.
Wow.
Yeah. Breathe with an unconditional breath. The unconditioned air. Shun electric wire. Communicate slowly. Live a three-dimensional life. Stay away from screens. Stay away from anything that obscures the place it is in. There are no unsacred places. There are only sacred places and desecrated places. Accept what comes from silence. Make the best you can of it. Of the little words that come out of the silence, like prayers, prayed back onto the ones who praise. Make a poem that does not disturb the silence from which it came.
Wow, Isaac, I like want you to read me bedtime stories. I feel so much better about things.
Yeah, that's a beautiful poem.
How do you feel about the poem?
There's a lot of lines that just really land. Patience, for patience joins time to eternity.
You know, this is making me think about, before we came here, me and Isaac were watching this video about Japanese wood joinery.
Yeah.
Like without nails.
Yeah.
I forget what it was called, like Sashimoto or
that
something.
That sounds right.
Why am I thinking of this? But I don't know, just like the way things come together so neatly in nature, and like, yeah. Sometimes it can be contrived.
And I think that there's something about wooden architecture that speaks to eternity, a cyclical nature of material.
Yeah. Trees!
Trees!
I'm always talking about them. Well, that was really beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
And you have an excellent reading voice.
Thank you.
And we're going to follow up this. We're going to follow up Playground Love with another song that I believe has some saxophone in it, or else Spotify's lying to me because they put it on saxophone mix. But we were really digging the sax in the background of that last one. So we're going to listen to Walk On by Dionne Warwick. Enjoy. Mm-hmm.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on.
Era solamente ieri sera e io parlavo con gli amici, scherzavamo fra di noi.
E tu sei arrivato, m'hai guardato e allora tutto è cambiato per me. Mi sei scoppiato dentro al cuore all'improvviso, non so perché, non lo so perché, all'improvviso. Sarà perché mi hai guardato come nessuno mai. Ora io non ho capito ancora, non so come può finire quello che succederà.
Ma tu l'hai capito, l'hai capito, visto, eri cambiato anche tu. Mi sei scoppiato dentro al cuore all'improvviso, non so perché, non lo so perché, all'improvviso.
perché mi hai guardato come nessuno mai. Perché mi hai guardato come nessuno mai.
That was, pardon my Italian, Mi sei scoppiato dentro il cuore by Mina. And before that was Walk On by Dionne Warwick. If you are a local to Somerville, the Somerville-Medford area, you might know that Porch Fest happened this weekend. And so, first of all, congrats to everybody who performed. It was, like, very wonderful what I did get to see. But I was walking around, and one of the bands before, when they were setting up, before they performed, was playing that on their porch. And I was like, the Mina song. And I was like, oh my God, Mina's great. The Spotify description for her is really funny. I don't know if it's the same as when I last looked at it. I think they changed it, but there was a really funny thing that was like, I think it was like Aretha Franklin says, if she could have any voice in the world, it would be Mina's. And I was like, did she really say that? Also, I'm looking at her statistics now. She has like 2.5 million monthly listeners, which is pretty cool for somebody who was mostly active in the 60s. And I feel like has gotten like, I don't know, I feel like there's been a resurgence around her recently. Her top listeners are in Milan and then Rome. Yeah, she's lovely. You should check out more of her music if you can, if you want. But yeah, that's all I have to say about her. She's great. And we both loved the Dionne Warwick song. Yeah. And Doja Cat recently sampled it in, like, I don't even know what song it was, but I think on her latest album. Mm-hmm. So I feel like people are like, oh my God, Walk On By. But it's good on its own too, without Doja Cat. So there. Anyways, that's all. I'm going to shut up now. But Isaac, would you like to introduce our next song?
Our next song is by Penguin Cafe Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
And
the title's so long, I don't have it up on the screen.
Okay. Oh, is it The Ecstasy of...
You got it.
Dancing... I don't know the rest of it.
Of dancing... What is this?
I can...
Fleas.
Of dancing fleas. Fleas. The Ecstasy of Dancing Fleas.
Okay, well, let's hear it. Let's hear those fleas dance. Thank you.
that you came by on her way. Said she had a word to say about things today. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose, but she believes. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime, that she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure, for when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, lost the pain and stayed for more. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, I don't suppose it's meant for me.
That last song was Riverman by Nick Drake. Before that, we're listening to Sketch for Summer by the Daruti Column. And before that was The Ecstasy of Dancing Fleas by Penguin Cafe Orchestra. What a setup. It was good. It was really good.
That was our second Nick Drake song of the night.
What else were we gonna... We talked about some things off air today. We were talking about, Isaac says that they didn't really listen to music when they were walking in high school, but things have changed.
Yeah. I was saying in high school, I just didn't have headphones. So listening to music walking was not something I was doing. I kind of just didn't get used to the idea of listening to music in headphones, because I would just listen to it out loud.
Yeah. In my room. Do you feel like you can go back to that now? Because you're a big, like, headphones on.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. No, I definitely do like listening to music out loud. I always have my speaker out. Like, if I can, I'll listen to it out loud.
Interesting. We all have our ways.
Yeah.
So many ways to take in music. And we're so glad that you're listening to us. And that's the way that you've chosen tonight. Okay. I'm going to read one more Wendell Berry poem before we close out. And we're going to do the station ID soon. This one is called A Poem of Thanks. And I would like to thank you guys for tuning in today. So I guess that's related.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is A Poem of Thanks by Wendell Berry. I have been spared another day to come into this night as though there is a mercy in things mindful of me. Love, cast all thought aside. I cast aside all thought. Our bodies enter their brief precedence, surrounded by their sleep. Through you I rise, and you through me, into the joy we make but may not keep.
Wow.
Aww, that's cute. That's, I like
very
it.
Cute. Mm-hmm.
So many things are impermanent in this life.
Yeah.
It's good to give thanks when we can.
And be reminded of that.
Yeah. How about, me and Isaac have not discussed what we were going to play next. I'm going to do the station ID 1 minute early, so don't yell at me, WMFO people. Anyways, this has been Annika and
Isaac,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We're going to play an Animal Collective song because we're graduating. No, we're not. Neither of us is graduating, actually, but we know people who are, and it's related to that. And then after that, I don't know what's going to happen, but you should try staying tuned to find out yourself.
Yeah. Who knows what will happen?
Who knows? We might play a little bit longer because there's nobody on after us, but regardless, thank you very much for tuning in tonight. We appreciate you. And good night, freaks.
Yeah. Good night.
That's my usual.
My distinct pleasure.
Whoa. That got really serious. I'm at your total disposition,
exactly.
Listeners, tonight.
Exactly.
All right. Enjoy College by Animal Collective.
Okay.
You're Hungry for life, I will take your pity.